This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Social Media and Promotions Director Jamie Rosenkranz. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are a recent student government meeting regarding parking and meal plans and a mass communications class effort to help Hurricane Harvey victims. We'll also get to hear this week's latest economics news on the business beat, an artist spotlight, and a Monarch sports update. Students have expressed concern and confusion of the current situation of parking arrangements and meal plans. The Student Government Association held a meeting Monday evening with more information from Assistant Director of Security Mark Naylor and Dining Services representatives. Program Director John Flynn got the details from the event.
Held its bi-weekly meeting Monday to discuss some of the biggest issues and concerns students here at King's have. The two main topics for discussion this week were the parking situation, especially for commuters, and to clarify the meal plan for this year. When it comes to parking, commuters received some encouraging news that additional parking will be available in time for the spring semester. Guest speaker Mark Naylor, Campus Safety and Security Director, announced the parking area at the Genetti's Hotel, located on Market Street between Washington Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, will be available for commuter parking in January. A big concern for commuters has been the lack of parking available around the city, and campus security has apparently responded, and Naylor explains why it took so long to solve the issue.
Now, what we're doing is we have 70 contracted parking spots at Kings Under Square. Mr. Gilgallon just is sending out the letter today to those 70 contracted persons, which is Highmark Blue Shield. They are going to be losing their spots come January 1st. The reason it's taking so long is because legally and by documents that are signed, we have to make sure we're doing our part as being legal and telling them that they have to remove their vehicles by January. So come January, 70 more parking spots will be open at Kings in the Square.
The other major item on the student government's agenda was student concerns over the meal plans. There were different options last year for using meal swipes on certain combinations, but Dining Services Marketing Manager and guest speaker Ginny Spadaro explained the complex meal plan options available for students for this academic year.
How does this work? So, say you go into Conscience Cafe and you want to get, a burger, a soda, and, a cookie or some kind of dessert on the side. If that goes over $7, you would just use a meal swipe, and then you would use Flex Dollars, King's Cash, cash or credit to supplement your meal swipe. Simple as that. Say you wanted to use only $7 and only your meal swipe, we do have featured meal plan options at every one of our retail locations that get you up to that $7 or $5 limit. So, for example, at Susquehanna Place for breakfast, we have breakfast sandwiches and coffee for $5 for one meal swipe. So if you don't want to use your Flex Dollars or King's Cash or credit, you can get just that sandwich and coffee. But anything else outside of that, you have to use Flex Dollars or a meal swipe. Now, in addition to that, for certain retail locations, you can get repackaged goods or packaged goods or bottled beverage with your meal swipe. So you can't get like bottled soda or a bag of chips at Connerton's Cafe. However, at Susquehanna, you can get the smaller bag of chips with your meal plan if you like with the meal swipe.
Spadaro also used the opportunity to not only announce hour changes at Leo's on Main, but to also announce the potential debut of alcohol service at the place, a topic of great interest within the King's community this summer.
And the hours are now Tuesday to Saturday, 5 to 11 p.m. So Sunday and Monday were closed, and that's something that that was a suggestion from students and guests last year, but they wanted more weekend hours, so we did change them to Tuesday to Saturday. All I can tell you in regards to alcohol at Leo's on Main, sometime in October is what we're hoping for alcohol to come. But that's all I can say at the moment. For now, there will be some student activity events, I believe, there during the year. And right now you can come there for just food at the moment.
The student government reminds the student body that the next meeting will take place on Monday, September the 25th at 3:30 p.m. at the Snyder Conference Room in the third floor of the Campus Center. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director John Flynn.
One Mass Comm class went above and beyond to help Texas after Hurricane Harvey left a path of destruction on the Gulf Coast. Station manager Katie Pugh sat down with some students from the class to talk about their efforts.
The service learning component found in many King's classes became real for a media and communications campaign class after devastation swept the east coast of Texas. The entire nation has mobilized and responded to help Texas, and King's College is no exception. Mass Communications adjunct professor Ms. Janine Luby and her students were originally supposed to work with the American Red Cross to make marketing and promotional materials for local campaigns, but the call to help Texas after Hurricane Harvey was too loud to ignore, Ms. Luby explained.
The students this semester are doing a service learning project with the Red Cross, and because of the hurricane, it's interesting timing, our contact there has been pulled away from Northeast PA. He's been sent all over. He was supposed to come in and speak to the class last week, and we were going to get helping them on a campaign that was totally separate, which has actually been postponed now because of the hurricane. So I always like, in whatever class I teach, to do real-world projects because their students can learn, and granted, they're here to learn, so yes, there's going to be some mistakes or it's a learning curve, but they can also make a difference, an impact.
She explained how her students were able to help the relief effort by creating communications materials for the Red Cross.
When I saw the email that we were collecting for the hurricane as a community on campus, I reached out to Bill Bolin, who's in charge of service learning, and I said, if we can help, we will. And he said, by all means, do anything and everything you can. So it was open to them how they wanted to respond as far as which tactic, a flyer, PSA, whatever, and they each chose something different. We did some blogs. Dan did a PSA for the radio station. So everyone was able to contribute.
Carly Kioski, a junior Mass Comm major, is a student in the class. She spoke about how the class came together to help the relief effort.
We came together as a class to promote the fundraising that they're doing for Hurricane Harvey as a college. We just put together a lot of posters, posted on social media to try to spread the word as best as we can.
Carly discussed the skills she and her classmates learned and applied to making the promotional materials.
It helps us definitely use our strengths that we've learned so far in past classes. We use a lot of graphic design skills, making videos, writing, skills like that. And then we're also just learning what we've been using in class. We came up with the strategies and tactics we wanted to use, going about like how to put together a great campaign for this cause.
Allison Detweiler, another junior student in the class, also recalled what she learned from the project.
We learned about the tactics and the strategies that we would want to do, and then we came up with them on our own as a group, so we used what we learned in class to do it.
If you missed this class's fundraisers, donations will be accepted tomorrow in the campus activities office. Payment is accepted in cash and King's Cash, and benefits the Catholic Charities USA Hurricane Relief Fund. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Station Manager Katie.
Coming up next, we'll learn more about sanctions against North Korea on the Business Beat with Josh Frankovich, listen to an artist spotlight on indie rockers Wild Cub, get a midweek update on Monarch Athletics, and get the weather forecast for the rest of the week.
Hi, this is Alan Stout. Please join us on Thursday, October 12th at the Woodlands for Jane Jam. This special night of music will celebrate the life of Jane Train and will feature performances by 21 acts on three stages. Doors to the Over 21 event open at 6 p.m. and there will be nonstop music until 1 a.m. Proceeds will benefit Jason McClough and the new Janet Raines Memorial Music Scholarship Fund. For more information, visit Jane Jam on Facebook. Jane Jam, Thursday, October 12th at the Woodlands. Hope to see you there as we all celebrate a remarkable life.
Robert, what are you doing?
I'm playing that French horn.
We got this job to do.
Well, I'm Robert.
This is David.
And we're French Horn Rebellion.
This is WRKC 88.5 Wilkes-Barre.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Hello. This is Joshua Frankovich with your King's Business Beat, the U.S. in review. The median household income increased by 3.2% to $59,039, rising for a second consecutive year as more people found full-time jobs. At the same time, those living below the poverty line fell to 12.7%, the lowest since 2007. Yesterday, Apple revealed the new iPhone X, which has new features like facial recognition software to identify users. Apple said it can work in the dark using 30,000 infrared dots to check an identity. This is the most expensive model yet, with the 64-gigabyte version costing $999, while the 256-gigabyte version costs $1,149. In contrast to the Apple iPhone X, Samsung is charging $930 for its new Note 8 phone. Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey have come and devastated large swaths of the United States along the Gulf of Mexico. Everything from people's lives to gasoline and oil production have been impacted greatly. The first hard data reflection of the storms was realized in this week's report on first-time claims for unemployment insurance. Jobless claims jumped to 298,000 from 236,000 in the prior week. The Labor Department reported an unadjusted increase of roughly 52,000 claims in Texas alone. Using Hurricane Katrina as an idea of what to expect, claims will continue to rise in coming weeks. That said, it is too early to tell yet what impact the storms will have on other measures of economic growth. The National Transportation Safety Board has found that Tesla's autopilot system was partly to blame for a fatal accident in which a Model S collided with a truck. In May 2016, a 40-year-old man, Joshua Brown, crashed into a truck. His Tesla Model S was on autopilot at the time. According to the NTSB, quote, "Tesla allowed the driver to use the system outside the environment it was designed." The NTSB went on to say that because of this, it gave the driver time to, quote, "divert his attention to something other than driving." This is another hurdle that Tesla must overcome to convince not just the government, but consumers that the autopilot feature on the car is safe to use. The most impactful news of the week, though, would be the ISM Manufacturing Index and other indicators relating to the shipping of core goods. Both were up, indicating that July and August were months with strong growth. The Global Review. This week, European Union President Jean-Claude Juncker said the wind is back in Europe's sails and that the window of opportunity to build a strong, more united union were open, but that they won't be forever. Many, like President Juncker, see the EU economies bouncing back well from the financial crisis of the late 2000s. He believes that, as they have the upper hand in Brexit negotiations, that the EU can expand and strengthen their ties within the EU. He wants to see the union embrace reforms on trade, food standards, and the environment. He wants to take the spotlight off Brexit and focus on the success of the union now and in the future. He touted the new trade deals forged with Japan and Canada and spoke of talks with Australia, New Zealand, and in South America. The Bank of Canada surprised many analysts this week by hiking its main policy rate, the second rate hike since mid-July. The rate hike brings the main policy rate back to 1%. The level that prevailed in January 2015 before the Canadian economy slid into a mild recession. In announcing the rate hike, the BOC said that recent economic data have been stronger than expected and that growth is becoming more broad-based and self-sustaining. That being said, the BOC noted that the outlook is subject to a number of risks and that future policy moves are not predetermined yet. The Canadian dollar, which is up more than 10% to the U.S. dollar since the beginning of the year, rallied in the immediate aftermath of the surprise rate hike and rose to a two-year high versus the U.S. dollar. The European Central Bank also held a policy meeting this week. The ECB's governing council decided to keep its policy rates on hold, which was widely expected. The governing council also decided to keep the flow of its quantitative easing program unchanged at 60 billion euros per month, which was also widely expected. In the policy statement that followed the meeting, the governing council acknowledged that the economic expansion in the euro area continues to be solid and broad-based across countries and sectors. GDP growth in quarter two, which was originally reported as 2.2%, was revised up this week to a six-year high of 2.3%. There is not much hard data out of the third quarter yet, but the purchasing managers' indices remain well above the demarcation line separating expansion from contraction. With the expansion becoming increasingly self-sustaining, it is expected that the Governing Council will announce a further reduction in its monthly purchase rate at its October 26th meeting. By the middle of next year, it is expected that the ECB will cease buying bonds altogether. However, the Governing Council does not appear to be in any hurry to hike rates. With CPI inflation well below 2% at present, it is expected that the ECB will keep rates on hold until the end of 2018. And this has been Joshua Frankevich with your King's Business Beat.
What's going on? This is Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC, and you're listening to this week's Artist Spotlight. Tonight, the chosen artist is called Wild Cub, and we're going to hear the first three tracks off of their very recently released album, Closer. Those songs are Magic, I Fall Over, and Speak. You just heard a preview of the brand new Wild Cub album, Closer. If you want to hear more new music in the world of college radio, make sure to tune in to the News at 5, right here on 88.5 WRKC, King's College Radio. I've been Sam Zavada, the music director at WRKC. Have a wonderful night.
I'm sports director Dan Stokes with your Monarch Sports Update. The women's volleyball team looks to improve on their 7-1 season record as they open up MAC conference play tonight in the Scanlon Gymnasium against Manhattanville College at 7 p.m. The Lady Monarch field hockey team suffered a 4-1 loss to Muhlenberg College on Tuesday, handing them their fourth straight loss. The Lady Monarchs look to turn around their winless season with a victory on Thursday night against the University of Scranton at McCarthy Stadium at 7 p.m. King's College freshman Emily Fernandez was named the MAC Freedom Conference Women's Tennis Player of the Week, the conference office announced on Monday. The women's soccer team posted a 2-0 victory over Juniata College on Saturday to improve to 3-0 on the season. Senior midfielder and captain Kristen Ryan netted both goals in the contest. The Lady Monarchs look to keep their undefeated season intact today as they have a match in Selins Grove, Pennsylvania against Susquehanna University at 4 p.m. The men's soccer team notched an impressive 6-0 victory over Juniata College on Saturday night. Freshman forward Liam McLaughlin scored 3 goals, earning the hat trick in the contest. The Monarchs look to build upon their 2-2 record with the 7 p.m. match at Susquehanna University tonight. The Monarch football team lost 38-9 against defending MAC Conference champion Stevenson University on Saturday. Trey Campbell caught the lone Monarch touchdown from Zach Whitehead, a 13-yard strike to the end zone. Bruce Damon led the Monarch defense with 11 tackles. The Monarchs look to put their ugly loss behind them as they travel to Lebanon Valley College this Saturday at 1 p.m. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 59. Tomorrow we'll have a possible thunderstorm with a high of 78, and Friday we'll have a chance of rain and a high of 78. Campus Activities Hurricane Harvey Relief Drive ends tomorrow. Donate your cash or King's cash in the Campus Activities office. There will be a Taizé prayer tonight at 8:30 in the chapel. Check your King's Today email to order a Class of 2018 Homecoming T-shirt for $12, cash or King's cash. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Social Media and Promotions Director Jamie Rosenkranz. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.